Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. When you have an idea for something, no matter how big or small it is, how great, how average it is, if it is serious to you and it's worth pursuing, you need to document it. Right then and there, if possible. No excuses. When you document your ideas down, you're proclaiming to the universe that this is the thing that you want right now. This is deserving of your attention, of your time and energy, and you're placing an order. You're going to make this happen. You're making a proclamation to see this through and to start to realize something. The idea is, you know, ideas come and go. They're good, bad, but we often don't take action on all of the ideas that we should, or we'd be much further in life. Part of why we don't is we don't document them. You cannot rely on just your memory or just thinking about something or saying, I'm gonna come back to that later. You gotta document stuff. Whether you write it or draw it, get you a napkin, doodle it on there, whether you record an audio or a video about it for your personal journal, even if you are making a promise to somebody that you care about, that looks up to you, that you don't wanna let down, those are all ways in which you can document your idea. Documenting it is simply taking it from out of your mind and into this physical reality we're all in. And you need to do that. That's the very first step. Instead of being overwhelmed at the grandeur of the idea or all the things that need to happen for this to work out, just put it down. Start with that. That's the very first step, is to document it. We got all of these tools nowadays, so you really don't have any reason not to. If you don't got paper and pen around, use your phone. You know you got that around you. Or just record it. Like, if you don't even got to text it out, just use the audio app on your phone and do it then. Or if you're around somebody that you have a lot of respect for, tell it to them. Ask them to remind you once you're done doing what you're working on. You can't just think these things. You have to manifest them. And manifesting them starts with documenting them. That simple act means so much. And one of the best ways to document them, one of the most fun ways to document them, one of the most revelatory ways to do it, y'all, is to put it on a vision board. If you old school like me with it a little bit, you can get crafty and get you a piece of poster board, some magazines, all of those subscriptions and magazines and junk mail that you had come in to your place of work or your home for the whole year long. It's time to bring out all of that and get to slicing. Get you some scissors, some glue, and find words and things that inspire you. Or images, or combining words and phrases together and say that these are the things that matter to me for this upcoming year. Is my annual tradition, New Year's Eve, nighttime, pour up a little sippy, listening to some tunes, and start the scrapbooking pretty much, but vision board style. And in it, it's not only about any particular idea or goal. It is also things that I want to sustain, or it might be beliefs that I have, certain notions, things that I want to achieve, things that I need to keep achieving, values and principles that are important. All of that goes on your vision board. These are the things that you envision for your life, and you put it up in a place that you frequent as you can glance at it, like every day. And then at the end of the year, y'all, you review all of the things that was on that vision board for the last 365 days that remained constant, that were a constant reminder for you, and see how much you got done. You might surprise yourself. I always do. I almost always accomplish everything that I set out to because I documented it. It's also a uniquely creative experience for all of you who don't think that you're creative. It's a good exercise for that as well, because you're taking all of this trash, all of these things that you really don't value that much, or you valued at one point, but now kind of obsolete in your life, or you're too busy for, and you making art out of all of that, right? You get so much paperwork that we could care less about, and it's hard to opt out of, and you're still getting papers that you don't remember signing up to, or mail that you don't even need, and again, magazine subscriptions, all of this stuff. You can make art out of those things, and you're not gonna not find something in all of that junk. There's gonna be some treasure in there. There's gonna be some gems and some things that you didn't think, and it makes you give the things that are in your life a second look, and you're giving them a new life. So all of that wrapped up in a vision board experience, so many benefits. You documenting your goals, you having fun, either doing, you can have fun like just hanging out with yourself, and that being a personal experience, you can do it with a loved one like I do, or somebody that you care about, or a business partner of some sort. You can tweak it to match what matters to you. Ultimately, since it might be new for you, you want to create an environment that's comfortable for you and that you like a lot. So I like listening to music, and I do get creative when I do listen. And at the end of the day, at that point, especially as you're kind of getting ready to celebrate for the new year, and celebrate all that you accomplished already and being present with that, you know, I'll drink a little bit. I'll toast to that and kind of cheers, right? So whatever works for you, if that's candles or fragrances around you, I recommend all of those things to really just keep you present and thinking about what's important to you as you kind of go into this next year and try to better influence things more in your favor. So that's a vision board, but let's bring it back to the idea. The idea of even doing a vision board, documenting that itself and saying, I'm going to create a vision board this year, and getting just crazy meta with it. So a vision board is a really fun way to do it and an all-encompassing exercise, but you're going to have ideas that come to you when you are not in a mindset or in a place that you can do a full-on vision board. And that's when it is, as we bring this full circle, that's when it is that you need to document it somehow in some way. You need to, I don't know, engrave it or find a tool, something, and make it from your mind into reality. That's the very first step that you do. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about all of the complications with it, or trying to talk yourself out of this idea, saying it's stupid, or asking for opinions and stuff about it. We ain't about that right now. What it's about now is you documenting and taking new exercises, right, that will be more conducive and productive for you when achieving your goals, since you got the vision. Again, don't matter if it's a good idea, bad idea, average, you're already feeling ashamed about it, or you really self-deprecating if you got that type of personality. No matter what it is, this is an exercise. This is a thing that you want to start getting accustomed to when you have something or an idea that keeps repeating itself, or you keep seeing it everywhere, you're looking at it as signs. Just do that one thing. Just document it. First step. And we can talk about other steps after that point. Steps 2 through 10, or B through Z. But right now, that's all you need to do. work on those ideas, take action on them by taking that first step of documenting it. And if you really want to get wicked with it, go vision board style. You can do it with old school paper and glue and scissors, or you can hop on Pinterest or something and look at inspiring quotes and images that you like and do a digital vision board. It's however you want to do it. There's no rules to this. Just have fun with it. Be real with yourself and put in your values and principles and things that you want to keep doing and your sustainable things that you can sustain, not just a new original idea. See what that does for you. I appreciate you for listening. You know how we do. Shine hard, grind harder.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.